The following title has been created from an RNIB analog archive recording. It has been generated from original source files without further editing or enhancement.
7881 Slinky Jane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. The village of Battenbun lies on a hillside in Northumberland. The village proper is shaped like a half moon, with its back closely wooded, and houses two-thirds of the population of 174, which number includes Tilly Boyle's son, Tony the half-wit, seven children of Mamie Spragg, each of whom just fails to qualify for the pseudonym of Tony Boyle, 60 women over 50, 14 men over 60, 8 over 70, and one coming up to 90. The last mentioned, Grandpop Puddleton, lives and has lived since he was born in the central house of the village. This house forms the keystone of the village street, and from the outside it appears very picturesque, being built of stones filched from the Roman wall and the dead quarries, and timber that had once been part of a boat that traded along the Tyne. Inside it consists of seven rooms, each in its own way a death trap, with ceilings so low as to brain you with their beams, and floors so uneven as to whip your feet from under you. That all the Puddletons born during the past 90 years have survived is a tribute to their staying power. From 9 o'clock in the morning...